Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you, kicking off your Friday morning. And we're joined right now by our good friend Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul. How's it going over there?
Going well. How about for yourself?
We're doing good right now, Paul, but we keep looking ahead here, and we've got some interesting weather coming up Sunday and Monday, it looks like.
That's right. Yeah, certainly. You have some of that transition on the way here for us after these summer-like days we've been seeing, and still another one today, and even tomorrow with summer-like temperatures. But after that, this system moves in with the rains initially, and then enough cold air by Sunday night into Monday where we could see a transition over to some wet snow, maybe some slushy accumulations from that Sunday night to Monday morning time frame. So definitely some changes on the way. Still nothing different here today yet. We do stay with some sunshine. 83 today, south wind 10 to 15. Some of those higher gusts as the day progresses. Otherwise, partly cloudy, 57. And then for Saturday, clouds rolling in. Late day showers, some thunderstorms possible. High still about 79. 49, some showers Saturday night, maybe a few storms early. And then showers Sunday, mid-50s, winds out of the north, 10 to 15. Colder temps moving in Sunday night, turning that rain over to some wet snow as we get later Sunday evening, overnight, and then areas of snow into Monday, then back into some upper 40s. So after a low of 29 Sunday night, 48 Monday, gusty winds also, and then still looks like improving weather by Tuesday and Wednesday, mid-50s, some sun Tuesday, 62 for the high Wednesday, maybe a shower chance returning later next week again. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Doesn't sound so bad.
No.
Yeah.
I think it actually sounded worse the other day. Like, yeah. Now it's not sounding as bad.
Like, kids won't be pulling for snow day anymore.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Paul, we appreciate you. I hope you enjoy your week, and you have a great one, sir. We'll talk soon.
I hope you guys do, too. Yeah. Hopefully we're not too inundated with the white stuff when we talk next time.
Yes, yeah. We'll see. We'll see where we're at, but we're looking forward to it. You have a good weekend, Paul.
All right. You guys, too.
Best in the business right there, our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Yeah, that wasn't nearly as bad as I thought it was.
But can't you just hear, like, kids, right?
Oh, yeah,
Oh, yeah, we're going to get a snow day. Because they've only had 7 this year, but,
Yeah. I didn't hear a whole lot of snow days this year, honestly. It didn't feel like it. There was, huh?
Yeah, a lot. Well, they do virtual now. But yeah, there was a lot.
In a little bit, we'll get into Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, not just for Friday, but Saturday and Sunday as well. Looking forward to that. We'll go to Melissa's News, get you informed, and then after that, we will have our Culver's Star of the Day. Terry and I will play a famous TV theme song. You call up 424-2600, let us know what the theme song's from, maybe one of the actors in it, or any of these kind of things, any good notes about it, and you'll win a value pack of 4 from our great friends at Wisconsin Rapids. That's 2 adult meals, 2 kids meals.
That is a good deal.
It's a really good deal. That is just for knowing a silly theme
it's
song
awesome.
To a TV show and listening to our show.
We're awesome.
Yeah, pretty cool. And a big shout out, of course, to our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. Big thank you to them. Right now, do you have any unique rules in your relationship that people might find weird? Yes, you do, because you're people and all people are weird. Someone asked couples to share theirs, and a few of these are very, very interesting. Now, I say that with love. I say that weird statement with love because I honestly have never met a normal human being in my life. I don't believe they exist. I don't think human, whatever normal, whatever quote-unquote normal is different.
There's maybe 4 normal people.
Maybe. Maybe.
Right?
I'll give you.
Who knows?
But what's normal to me is going to be different to you, et cetera, and all that. So I think that it's not far-fetched to think that everybody's got something like this in their relationships. If you've been together for a while, I would think. You just started dating. I doubt that you might have anything like that. But if you've been together a while, maybe you can only fight naked. That's number 1 on the list. When things get heated, you have to strip down if you want to keep arguing.
It's so weird.
It's so weird and probably very effective.
And it, yeah, I was going to say, I'm sure it de-escalates the situation rather quickly.
It's not to say where your mind might go, gutter people, right away. It's not to say that that is necessarily, it is that much harder to be upset with somebody or to be upset yourself when you're pointing your finger
stand your ground
like that, and your body's shaking, like, you know, you're jiggling or something like that. Like, the human body is weird. We have weird bodies. They're very weird. Naked, and you know, think about what you're like when you're angry, when you're at the peak of angry passion and everything and all that, and then you have to as you're doing, you know. And another thing, Helen, I take out the garbage I take my shirt off. You're distracting your mind, you're taking your mind off of things. Actually, I think that's not bad. Actually, I don't think that's really that bad of it. I've never done anything like that, but
do you think you have to do it like all at once, like you have to completely strip down? Yes. Or is it like strip poker where you take off one piece at a time? Like you hurl the next thing. You know, I always take out the garbage, then you take off one.
Okay.
I always do this.
Either way, I think I'm okay with. I really like the version where the couple, they do this all the time. So they know they're getting into a fight and both of them just start undressing.
There's like, there's this total pause.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Okay, pause. All right. Give me a second. These shoes are just god awful to take off. I got to just go 1 second.
I mean, hopefully these folks are just arguing at home.
Yes. I didn't even think of, in the middle of the grocery store. That's it. I've had it. Never seeing or dealing with each other's families. That includes going to family functions alone, even holidays like Christmas. That's cheating. That is cheating at relationships.
That is interesting.
That's a very different version of cheating in a relationship. This is cheating relationships. You don't get to do that. That's part of a relationship.
It's part of the package,
it's
right?
It's part of it. Yeah. It's part of the deal. You don't get to do that. I'm sorry. No, that is not kosher.
That's kind of strange to me.
Well, and it also feels like something that may not last. Or maybe it's people who don't have a lot of close ties to family or something. Maybe I guess that could be it too. I don't know. Having all your big fights over text. Oh, dear God. It forces you to slow down and respond without blurting stuff out in anger. It also creates a paper trail so you can prove that someone did or didn't say something. It's also text.
Goodness.
That sounds like something too, like if there were two 14-year-olds dating, a rule they would come up
with.
But
even that last statement, it creates a verifiable record, right? Yeah. Like, then you can go back.
So basically, yeah, they're saying just for future arguments. They're already planning future arguments here.
That is so bad. That's the worst one.
That is
so far. That's the worst one.
I like many people out there. I text like I talk, but I also am a sarcastic person, and I worry that my texts oftentimes are going to come across the wrong way.
Oh, context, yeah,
context and stuff. I'm the exact opposite of this. I could not be more of the opposite of this, and I've gotten in trouble with this one. But I refuse to argue over text message with friends, with a girlfriend, with anything.
Yeah,
I refuse to do it. You want to have this conversation? It means that much to you. You're that passionate about it. You're texting me. That must mean you got a phone. Give me a call. Otherwise, I ain't doing this. Because too much can get lost in the shuffle. Too much
I have
gets
a text
lost
only
in translation.
Phone.
Yeah. Do you? Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, that would be it. That would be. I'm positive that I would run into that. I'm sure of it. Living in separate homes. Again, you're cheating. A couple bought a duplex instead of a house, so they both have their own space.
Interesting.
Teach their own. If that's what you think works for you, then that's fine. That's not a real relationship.
Well, I was just gonna say, I would want more out of the relationship than that. But I don't know.
To them, that's a real relationship. To them, I'm sure they're happy, they're madly in love, all that, et cetera, et cetera. To me, that would not be a real relationship. It's also very similar to me of it breaks my heart, even though millions of couples do it and plenty of people are happy doing it, the idea of not sleeping next to her at night. Like
separate bedrooms?
That's that's a big part of why I would want to get married, is sleeping next to my best friend every night, is sleeping next to this, you know, person I'm madly in love with and all that and everything. I think that's a great, you wake up to that every morning? That seems awesome to me. This is the exact opposite of that. But if that's what they need.
I know a few people who, you know, like are my age and their parents divorced, right, when they were younger. And they live separately and they've never remarried and they don't date other people. And they still do everything together, but they live separate. I don't know. It's Interesting.
It's an extreme example that we kind of use from time to time, but like Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn, they've never gotten married. They have no interest in getting married, but they could not be more in love and more connected and all that, and seem to be doing just fine by all, you know, standards and everything. Different people, different things. A chicken nugget tax. If either of you make them, you have to bring one nugget to the other person before you eat any. That's very specific.
I'm not a chicken nugget fan, so.
No.
That is funny, though. About that. It could be like that with any, a favorite food, something, you know, like you make it, you have to give the one to the other person first. It's kind of sweet.
On-demand makeout sessions. At any time, you can say, I need 30 seconds, and they have to give you 30 seconds of uninterrupted kissing. That's not bad.
No, that's not bad. That's kind of fun.
That's not bad. I kind of like that one. That's pretty good.
But can you
choose
call
your battles wisely?
Can you call it anywhere? You know what I mean? So I can see it turning into like finding the most out.
Yes.
You know, the first person pulls the trigger and does it somewhere, you know, whatever, public or whatever. And then it becomes like this.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm going to get you.
Yes. especially with couples. Yeah. No checking in. Zero pressure to call or text when you're out of town or away all day. They're not allowed to get offended or upset if you don't, like, you're out of town on business and they don't message back. Or they don't message you and let you know they landed okay or something like that. Again, I feel like that's a big part of relationships and I don't feel like I, you know, what do I know? But I don't think that really adds up.
I think
up.
That would be kind of strange.
Yeah.
Honestly, for me, but...
And it definitely feels like one of those things, like the one that comes up with that rule, I'm keeping an eye on. I'm not going to lie. I don't know. That doesn't seem very...
Hey, a little cringy, isn't it?
Like, hey, I just had this idea. Just, you know, occurred to me just at the top of my head. You know, when I go on that business trip next month, I think it'd be really cool if we didn't even worry about this whole talking to each other
like,
while
let's
I'm
not
gone.
Even connect. I'll see you when I get back.
So I'll see you soon. Have a good one. That don't work.
Tracker in the suitcase. Yeah.
This one, I've actually seen this one work. This is the first one on this list that I've actually seen a little bit of. Separate groceries. You can still share things like milk and butter, but otherwise just go to the store yourself and buy what you want. I know a couple that does this. They just had a kid, so it will change. Whether they believe me or not, it will change. But
so
they've
been
doing this for, I think they've been together 5 years.
So can they commingle their stuff in the same cupboard?
Yeah.
Or it's just...
And it's both of their accounts that they use to buy the food and everything. It's just, these are his things, these are her things, and they kind of keep them separate in the fridge.
So
it's kind of weird how they have it, actually.
So there's no, like... Where you go to get the cereal, there's like two Cheerios left in the bottom, unless you did it yourself.
Right.
Interesting.
That is. I think, especially if you don't have kids in the house, this could be a really cool thing. Once you have kids in the house, it no longer matters what you like.
Especially with teenagers. I will say, there. I can think of a couple times where I'm like, who ate, you know, whatever. I bought something thinking I was going to eat it, you know, and then I'm like, who ate that? Well... If you don't eat it within the first day, it's fair game.
Oh, yeah, it is fair game. Yeah, you got to be understanding. You know, these are wild animals here, these kids. they need to eat. They need to grow. Separate groceries isn't a bad idea. I don't think that's a bad one there. Mid-argument, I love yous. If you need to storm out of a room, you have to say I love you first.
So I struggle. I mean, I get the... It's the same idea, right? It's stripping down. Like, it just de-escalates the situation.
Yeah.
But for me, there needs to be sincerity behind I love you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're just going to say it because it's for timeout.
Yeah, that could get...
I can pass on that.
Especially if you fight quite a bit or even once a month or something like that. Like, eventually that... I mean, words only... They're just words, but they have meaning, as much meaning as we give them. Again, going back to the texting thing.
And doesn't it spin the fight into, no, you don't!
Yes, it does. Yeah, it does seem to, yeah. I like the intent of it. I would say that my mom and dad's, the first rule that I learned from them and as a couple, they never go to bed angry. And they really, really mean this. I cannot stress how much my mom and dad actually mean this. They just do not. They refuse to. Even in the worst of scenarios, they have stayed up late or they have, at the very least, worked it out to where they're saying goodnight and I love you to each other with some meaning to it and everything. everything, even if they are still angry with each other.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot. I don't know. I mean, I don't know that that's a strategy that I, because sometimes I need to sleep on stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like sometimes I just need a, you know.
I think everybody's different. I mean, I know everybody's different. So I think that if they, you know, what works for you is not going to work for everybody else. But I think tinkering with these things kind of helps people figure out what might work for them.
It is interesting because a lot of these, not all, but a lot of them are actually like kind of something in like maybe outlandish to actually stop, you know, to pause the heat of the moment and redirect, you know, and we do that with kids all the time.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're being naughty, whatever, or they're getting into mischief, you know, like you redirect their attention somewhere else. And really that's what a lot of these are. Now the naked one probably maybe works better in your 20s than when in your 60s, but you know, right. I don't know. Try it.
Hey, go for it. Finally on the list, whisper fights.
That's lame.
Whisper fights.
I'm a yeller.
When things get heated, you're only allowed to whisper. I would never be able to do this. Yeah, I would never be able to do this. No. I don't mind the idea. It breaks the tension, those kind of things. I think if you're in a committed relationship, you want to work it out, but you have some differences. You have some things that, like, why not try some of these things?
But so somebody, right, says, oh, if you're going to yell at me, you have to whisper. Mm. Be like, so then if they fight back loud, then you know it's, like, serious, right? If they don't switch to whisper voice.
What is, I can't be the only one like this. I'm in a completely fine mood and somebody's talking to me and they say, you know, oh, I see I caught you at a bad time, or why are you in such a bad mood, or asking you what's wrong, what's wrong, what's wrong. And finally it's like, you know what's wrong is you keep asking me what's wrong. I was completely fine before that.
It's you.
Yeah. I feel like the whispering thing would do that to me. Oh. Like I'm angry, I'm jumping into the argument, and she throws out the you know, demand right there. We can only whisper, argue. I feel like, all right, you know what?
I'd be like, we're breaking up.
We had a good run. It was fun while it lasted.
It was a fun week. Yeah. See ya.
I'm Italian. I don't think I can do that. I don't think that it's in my DNA to be able
to
do
that. Instead of whispering, how about we scream at the top of our lungs, even when it's something little?
How about we blow our voices out and we can't even talk to each other, and that'll solve everything. We'll take a break. We're going to come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's the morning show on WFHR. It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. What Terry and I are about to do is celebrate your birthdays, your anniversaries for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We encourage you to treat yourself by getting over to Misty's Menu. That's right. Treat yourself. Get on over there. They're open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Let them know it's your birthday. You get a free slice of one of Brian's pies.
I could eat a piece of cherry pie right now.
Yeah. They've been talking about rhubarb pie a lot around here, and I've never had it before, so I want to try it.
Really?
But cherry pie sounds really good. Peach sounds really good.
Yeah,
right
peach
now.
Sounds good. Yeah, I like strawberry rhubarb. Actually,
that
like
sounds really good. I love strawberry, so that actually sounds really good. I don't know if I've ever had a combined pie before with two different flavors in it. I don't think I've done that. I'll try it now. I'll try to get over to Misty's and try it. They're
you're
open.
Like, no, I'll pass. I can't mix two.
No. We get into our celebrity list here of birthday. I'm sorry, our local birthdays and everything. Before we do, I do want to pull a new winner for the month of March. It turns out that Tracy is from out of town and was not able to take the Misty. So that's cool. That's all right. We appreciate that. And thank you very much for letting us know. So now, Terry, you get to pick the March winner.
I love that.
We need a 1 through 30, not 19. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. That's Tracy's number.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go with 11.
All right. Oh, and that gives us our winners are Gary and Marlene Munch.
Happy anniversary.
How about that? Huh?
That's awesome.
That is pretty cool. They celebrated their anniversary on the 14th. We wish them a very, you know, I hope they had a great anniversary. And now you get to celebrate all over again.
Now they can go out for
lunch.
Yeah. That's awesome.
We encourage you to head on over to Misty's. And actually, Gary, Marlene, we'll have this right up front with you with Pam. Pam will have it. We can pick it up anytime. That's awesome.
Cool.
That is very cool. Nice job, Terry. So now you got to do some more work, though. I need a 1 or a 2.
Two.
All right. That gives us that qualifier. One or two?
One.
All right. Nicely done. And let's see here. Ooh, one through three.
17.
17.
One.
There we go. That gives us our qualifiers. So we can get right into the celebrating. First up, I want to wish a very happy birthday to Matt Greenberg. It's my cousin.
Happy birthday.
My cousin Matt. Congratulations. He's our qualifier today, but he won't be able to win the Misties. And actually, neither of our listeners today will be able to. But wishing my cousin Matt a very happy birthday. Enjoy your day, bud. And a very happy birthday to Wilson Brooks. Wilson is one of our listeners out in the Vermont area, I want to say.
Happy birthday.
I know it's out east, but yeah.
I think I've always wanted to go like to Cape Cod area, and yeah. I've never been there, and so we should maybe have a field trip. Maybe we could go visit.
I have a feeling, you know what, we'll just crash at his place. I'm sure it'll be fine.
We probably should.
Yeah, he's a listener. He's been listening for about a year or two now. I'm sure we know each other well enough by now.
I mean, live on remote, right?
Come on, we can do it right from there. We'll do the show right from your house, Wilson. Happy birthday. We got guests coming.
Get ready.
Looking at Saturday, we want to wish a very happy 51st anniversary to Bruce and Carlene Rosenthal.
Wow, happy anniversary.
That's a beautiful one. That is a really good one. Happy 51st, you guys. 50. Let me see.
50's gold.
It is gold. Thank you. I thought it was. I wasn't sure. That's a great one.
51 should be double gold.
Yes. Nice. Also want to mention Pam's nephew Matthew Hilkes. Happy birthday to Matthew.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Matthew. And our qualifier for Saturday, Janie Bellex.
Happy birthday.
Janie, have a great birthday. We hope it's a good one for you. And you are our qualifier for Saturday. And we move on to Sunday, where we want to wish a very happy birthday to John Heckelman.
Happy birthday, John.
Happy birthday to Gene Elmer.
Happy birthday.
And a very happy birthday to our qualifier for Sunday, Ruth Zinda.
Happy birthday, Ruth.
Hope you enjoy your day. Hope all of you enjoy your birthdays and anniversaries. And keep sending us these, everybody.
It's fun to have a full list.
It is. We appreciate you guys doing this. Send your birthdays and anniversaries to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. And, of course, direct messages on Facebook, just like our Facebook page. Put in your search bar, WFHR, like the page. And go ahead and send us all those birthdays and anniversaries. Taking a quick look at our celebrity list, Abigail Breslin is 27. She was in Scream Queens. She was Baby in the Dirty Dancing remake. You may know her from the cute little girl in Signs or Little Miss Sunshine. And she's great in Zombieland.
You know, there should not be cute little girls in creepy movies.
No. But in
I'm thinking of Signs is what I'm talking about.
She was really good in that, but Little Miss Sunshine, that's the role.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard for me to say this when it comes to child actors because she's 27 and she could do some incredible work in her career. She's a very good actor. But her performance in Little Miss Sunshine right now, to me, is the pinnacle of her career. It's so good. I like the movie. I love Alan Alda, so I'll watch anything with him. Greg Kinnear was good in it. Toni Collette was wonderful in it. That little girl stole every scene for me. She was so good in it. I saw that and I'm like, oh, I got to keep an eye on this career. I got to see how this goes. I'm really rooting for her to have just a great career. let's see here. Adrian Bro. Oh, sorry. I got ahead of myself. Sarah Michelle Gellar is 46. Buffy the Vampire Slayer and done some other. She was in the Scooby-Doo movies and stuff.
Was she on Sex in the City too?
No,
she wasn't part of that group. I was thinking she was.
Adrian Brody is 50 today. The big 5-0 for Adrian Brody. Predators, King Kong, won an Oscar for The Pianist. One of my favorite actors. One of those actors for me. When I saw Adrian Brody winning an Oscar, I felt hope. Because I don't think of Adrian Brody as your typical Hollywood handsome. He's not ugly or anything like that. But he's Italian. He's got a big nose. He doesn't look like every leading man that I saw growing up. And here he is as a stellar, incredibly great at performing leading man. And has done a really good job with that. He was on the Showtime Lakers playing Pat Riley and did a fantastic job. He is a sneaky good actor, I say, because he doesn't always get a chance to do movies and projects where you see his full threshold of power as an actor. But he is very talented. And The Pianist is a great example of that. I look forward to him getting other roles like that, where you can really see, like, hey, this is one of the best actors in the game right here. Let's see here. Anthony Michael Hall is 55, 80s superstar. 16 Candles, Weird Science, The Breakfast Club, National Lampoon's Vacation.
You know what's funny? He was in everything. But you know, like that age, my teenage years, he was in everything. But I never like pigeonholed him to one. It was always fine. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you'd see him in another movie and I wasn't thinking about the other movie. Mm-hmm. You know, you and I have talked about that, you know, how sometimes people just get cast in a role and then that's who they are.
Yeah.
But for him, I never felt like that.
I agreed. at the age of 17, he became the youngest Saturday Night Live cast member ever until he wasn't able to do it anymore. He was Winona Ryder's boyfriend in Edward Scissorhands and the star of The Dead Zone. Quite a career at 55 for Anthony Michael Hall.
Yeah.
Like, really.
I always liked him.
I always liked him, too, but I haven't looked at his whole body
of work.
Like, you
don't think about
the
whole thing. Yeah,
it's a nice career. Wonderful pitcher, Greg Maddux, 57 today, Hall of Famer, retired Major League pitching legend, Greg Maddux. Brad Garrett is 63 today.
Oh, everybody loves Raymond, right?
6'8".
He's a big dude.
And the first grand prize winner on Star Search. He was the first grand prize winner on Star Search. I
loved
that
show. Do you remember that show?
Oh, yeah. I watched it all the time as a kid. Yeah, I remember that. Peter Calipari is 65, the 12th Doctor on Doctor Who. They replaced him with a lady doctor, that was the first time that happened. And Ritchie Blackmore is 78, former Deep Purple guitarist, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. If my dad is listening, he is hollering right now because, man, nobody talks about, my dad will tell you, nobody talks about Ritchie Blackmore, and you got to mention Ritchie Blackmore
more
often.
He's not listening. They're in a naked fight.
Yeah, that's right. Why would you do that? What is wrong with you? You are just evil sometimes.
Okay, a whisper fight. Sorry.
It just popped in my,
fabulous. Anyway, he's not listening right now.
Ritchie Blackmore. Listen to any Deep Purple song, and you'll hear exactly what my dad's talking about. When you ask my dad, like, most underrated guitar players, Ritchie Blackmore is one of the first names to come up. Pete Rose is 82 today. WWE legend, wrestling legend Pete Rose. I suppose he played baseball, too, gambled on it.
I'm like,
and everything.
What are you talking about? Yeah. Even I know this one.
Yeah. oddly enough, Pete now can gamble all he wants. He can gamble all he wants now. It's all legal and above board.
True.
And it's on SportsCenter now, you know, the DraftKings stuff and everything.
So he was before his time.
He was ahead of
his
time.
He was a trailblazer.
That's what it was. That's how he should have been spitting it the whole time.
Right?
Yeah. Actually doing anything other than what he's been doing for the past 40 years or whatever probably would have been a better way of handling your life or your career than the way he has. But happy 82nd birthday. Loretta Lynn would have been 91 today. Born in 1932, passed away in 2022.
Country legend.
Yeah. Coal miner's daughter. You can't tell the history of music. I don't mean just country music. You can't tell the history of music without mentioning Loretta Lynn. One of those, when we say, like, now there's a real trailblazer. That's a real, like, a person who really did
legit,
paper.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. And just a cool voice. Like, I really enjoyed her voice. Enjoy her voice. Quick look at Saturday birthdays. Seth Rogen is 41 on Saturday. He's got one of my favorite laughs. Seth Rogen's laugh makes me want to laugh. It's a good laugh. He's a good actor, too. Leonardo da Vinci would have been celebrating a birthday on Saturday. Born in 1452, passed away in 1519. I think not just myself, but many of us, we would consider one of our greater influences is Mr. Da Vinci. I know he easily topped 20 influences for me. And on Sunday, Anna Taylor-Joy is turning 27. She's Furiosa in the prequel. She's a chess prodigy, Beth in The Queen's Gambit, and Princess Peach in the Super Mario Brothers movie that just came out.
Oh, Princess Peach. I kind of like her.
Yeah. Claire Foy is 39. She was the Queen Elizabeth on The Crown and Elizabeth on The Girl in the Spider's Web. Let's see here. Martin Lawrence is 58 on Sunday. Great. Love Martin Lawrence. Great stand-up comedian, great actor. Speaking of the 80s, Terry, John Cryer is 58 on Saturday. Ducky's going to be 58. Lex Luthor on Supergirl, Alvin on 2 1/2 Men, but to me, he's always going to be Ducky and Pretty in Pink. Now, that's almost the opposite. I feel kind of bad because I've always done that to John Cryer.
Yeah,
he's a good actor.
Right? You go right to that role. Yeah.
But that's not on him. That's more on me. Nostalgia.
Fair enough.
Ellen Barkin is 69 on Sunday. Great actor. Arguably one of the greatest, not arguably one of the greatest, but arguably maybe the greatest coach of all time, Bill Belichick, is 71 on Sunday. Interesting. For me, the greatest basketball player of all time, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, is 76 on Sunday. You can't get better than Kareem. To me, they had to literally change the game. They took away slam dunks. They took away this, and he invents a shot.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And that's another good, I mean, speaks to what we were talking about earlier, but the whole, you know, persistence and right? Like, don't look at what they took away. Look at what you can invent a new shot.
Well said. And some people that are no longer with us that would have been celebrating birthdays on Sunday. It's quite the list. Pope Benedict VI would have been 97, born in 1927, passed away just last year. Selena, born in 1971, passed away in 1995. Gone way too soon. Such hopes for that star. And such a cool, interesting person she was. Dusty Springfield, born in 1939, passed away in 1999, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. George the Animal Steel. Most memorable tongue in wrestling, the green tongue, and rip the chew on the mat. He was crazy. He was awesome. I loved him. Gary Rafferty, born in 1947, passed away in 2011. Of course, Baker Street. He also co-wrote the jam "Stuck in the Middle with You." I didn't know that.
Oh, me either. I like that song though.
Yeah, I love that song. And two more names got to mention. Oh, well, Henry Mancini, born in 1924, is the genius composer of the Pink Panther theme. That's a good one. I mentioned Da Vinci, one of my biggest influences. Way ahead of that on the list, Mr. Charlie Chaplin. Growing up, my papa was like, you want to be an actor? Okay, but you got to watch the greats. You got to see these guys. And one of the first, I think actually the first thing he pulled out was the Gold Rush from Charlie Chaplin. And we're watching it. And then we watch it again because it's a short little movie and everything. And the second time we're watching it, I'm seeing, wait a minute. Written and directed by Charlie Chaplin, edited by Charlie Chaplin, props by Charlie Chaplin. Then you see them when you watch the movie a couple of times, and he's in a snowstorm, and the buildings, the house is shaking back and forth. And if you look closely, you can see Charlie pulling a string. He's doing all of this himself. Like, we do not give Charlie Chaplin. There is a lot of stuff about Charlie Chaplin off the field that is very noteworthy and that should be noted in when you're talking about his story. But we don't give the man enough, the actor, the entertainer, enough credit for what he did and how far he took the game of film.
And isn't that interesting? Because you wonder, I mean, I wonder about the, like, what was the motivation behind that? Was it funding? You know what I mean? Like, if he wanted to be successful, did he have to do it all himself? Yeah. Did he just want to do every aspect? You know, like, I'm always curious about stuff like that.
I would like to know that. I would like, because from what everything I've read and know, all of it was down to just not having people, not having the bodies.
Fair enough.
But I think it would be, you know, he was also, I want to say he was a control freak, but he was awfully, he could be controlling on film and set and stuff. So that's an interesting
part of
it. So
then I don't know. It's
interesting.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah. And Wilbur Wright, born on Sunday in 1867, passed away in 1912, Orville's big brother. The Wright brothers, where would we be without them? We'll take a break. We'll get to Melissa's new. To be walking everywhere.
Horses. We're going to ride horse to Vermont.
That's right. Looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. We're doing a live remote from Vermont.
We won't move for days once we get there.
No. Not going to be able to move. We want to wish a happy anniversary last month to Gary and Marlene Munch. They, of course, are our Misty's winners for the month of March. So congratulations to them. And a very happy birthday and anniversary to everybody else out there celebrating. We encourage you to get on over to Misty's and treat yourself. They're open right now 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Stick around for Mel's News. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. What Terry and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. You call up 424-2600. Tell us the name of the TV show, some of the actors in it, really any of the above, you know, kind of opening things that will let us know, hey, they know what this is. And boom, just like that, you win a value a family pack of four from our friends at Culver's. That's two adult meals. That's two kids meals. That is a free dinner. That is amazing.
That is very generous.
Yeah, really appreciate it.
Really cool.
Really big thank you to Steph Schmidt, our head of sales and marketing around here and the best in the business. And, of course, her working with the great people over at Culver's. Shout out to the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. Big thank you to them for this. We love this segment. We know you guys do, too. Get ready to call 424-2600. 424-2600. Let Terry and I know what TV theme song this is from. Oh, wow. 3 seconds. 3 seconds, Terry.
Well, yeah.
Let's go ahead and see if we got ourselves a winner here. Good morning. What's your answer? Oh, sorry. Good morning. What's your answer?
The Young and Restless.
Wow.
Hey, yes. Nice job.
Nicely done. Whoa. That was impressive to me. That was one of our fastest ones. I did not see that coming. That was great. Can I get your first name, miss?
My name's Nancy.
Nancy, thank you so much for calling up and listening and playing along. Nancy, what town are you calling us from?
Wisconsin Rapids.
All right.
And are you a fan of the show?
Hmm.
Not this show. The Young and the Restless.
Both of them. I used to be Young and Restless when I was younger, and then I kind of broke that addiction. But, yeah, that's a theme that doesn't get out of your head.
Yeah, for sure. And 50 years. They're celebrating 50 years this year.
Right.
So, I mean, that's a pretty impressive long run.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of them actors and actresses on there have been on there for a long time.
You know, that's what I've always liked about that show, though, is you don't see the changes in the actors all the time.
Yeah,
you know, it's the same people, and I don't know.
I grew up with my Nana loving soap operas. General Hospital was her favorite show, so much so that when we would travel during the summer, she would have the VCR set to record as many episodes as she could, so she didn't miss a single thing. And she, as soon as we got home, that was one of the first things she was doing, is sitting down and watching as many episodes as she could to catch up before the new episode started on Monday or whatever. It was funny, but wanted to be an actor so young, watching so many of these soap operas with my nan or my mom or something like that, I see all these actors. I saw Bruce Willis before he was on Moonlighting. I saw some of these. It's where so many actors get their break. And I will say at this age especially, that's a great gig. What a great job being able to play a same character for multiple years. There are no reruns in soap operas, so the writers of soap operas deserve a lot more credit, if you ask me. Even though Susan Lucci's fighting a bear, so what? It's a new episode. you try coming up with something new every single day. It's not easy. I think that there's in my industry, from what I know from other actors and writers and everything, there's a real healthy respect for soap operas. I like that this did well, because honestly, this could open up some more soap opera themes. I'll be honest, they had the anniversary of General Hospital a couple of weeks, or maybe a couple of months ago. I was going to play the General Hospital theme, but it just didn't seem as recognizable. As soon as Terry sent me this last night, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's going to work just fine. Nadia's theme is actually what it's called, from Henry Mancini.
Great job, Nancy.
Nice job,
Thanks
Nancy.
Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
We appreciate you, Nancy. Hang on the line. I'm going to get a little information from you, but you are our newest star of the day. Now, we are going to take a quick commercial break, it didn't even get into the part that I thought would get people. Like, I didn't think the opening would.
Oh, yeah.
It was, where is it? It's like, yeah, right here.
Yeah.
That's where I thought it was going to get people. That was 3 seconds. Nicely done,
Terry.
You know,
isn't that funny, though, the thing about, like, soap operas? Because it's exactly how you described, you know, your grandma. Like, mm-hmm. you want to record them. Back in the day, you taped them.
Yeah.
And you didn't want to miss anything. But the reality is, you could miss probably 2 weeks because there's so much repetition.
Yeah,
and then you could watch and you'd know exactly what was going on.
Yeah.
Or, you know, a year later or whatever. But it is kind of funny because it's a very loyal following. But I do like that the actors just don't change.
Yeah.
You know, that it's, I don't know.
Yeah. I know.
Some of it, yes, is outlandish, of course.
The guy that plays Sonny on General Hospital, like, I've always liked him. I've always respected him. He always stood out to me because he didn't seem to age, and yet he did. You know, I think I know what you're talking about.
Well, and back in the day when soap operas used to be on, you know, both channels, or all three channels, right?
Yeah,
all three big networks, and you'd go back and forth. But I couldn't tell you the General Hospital theme show. I would have no idea.
Well,
so we'll have to save that for another day.
Yeah, when I look
looked that one up, too. It looks like they've updated that a little bit, too, over the years. So there wasn't really a set theme. But maybe we'll do soap opera themes. This one's a good one. Yeah, that was a good one. We'll take a break. Great job. That was Terry's call on that one. Good work. We'll be back with more fun here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Bring it.
Welcome back to The Morning Show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. It just really,
I love this.
Oh, it just has a very different meaning to me now.
Actually, for me, it's, I have a nephew and we call him JJ.
Yeah.
And so I always call him Jiggy. Oh. I've called him Jiggy since he was little. Like,
that's
I just,
great. That's
I don't
good.
Know. So no, for me, whenever I hear it, I go right there.
Nice.
He doesn't appreciate it, but yeah. I love it.
Well, that's the point. That, I mean, aunt, uncles, that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
We are going to get into some fun stuff here just a moment, but I did want to send a big shout out again to Nancy and to other people that called in. I got a couple texts that people were trying to call in on that last one.
See?
Nancy beat them out. Nice job, Nancy.
Way to go.
Be listening next Friday for us to play another TV theme song and make you another chance for you to get some free callers and be another star of the day. Coming up at the 9 o'clock hour, we'll have some entertainment news, then a write stories, good stories of the day. We'll catch up on our things locally with some local events going on this weekend and some stuff with our United Way. Got a lot of that coming up for you. Looking forward to it. Right now, they are messing with bagels.
What?
I don't like this. Don't mess with bagels. There's not a lot of bagel innovation. Bagels are what they are. There's not much you can do to make it them better.
Do they need innovation?
No, they don't. The bagel is fine as it is. A New York City-based bagel shop called H&H Bagels is teaming up with Philadelphia Cream Cheese to create a new type of bagel that's pre-stuffed with cream cheese.
Oh, but
it's kind of like a stuffed crust pizza. Just imagine the crust twisted into a bagel shape with cream cheese inside.
So it's different, but it's the same. But Dunkin' has bagel bites. So it's like the middle of the bagel, but it already has cream cheese inside.
Ah, okay.
I don't. Yeah. I personally don't care for them, but I like my bagel toasted. So I don't know how. I mean,
yeah, I need my bagel toasted. I'll eat them, you know, like that every once in a while, but I don't put butter or anything.
But I don't need my cream cheese cooked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm good with the warm toasted bagel with the cold cream cheese on it. So mm-hmm. I don't know.
The bagel is made like normal, and then it's injected with cream cheese after. Then they use a pastry tool to pipe in the cream cheese by hand, leaving very small holes where the insertions are made like a jelly donut. You can buy them in person at H&H shops this weekend or order them online nationwide for a limited time. They offer free overnight shipping. You can get, oh my God, you can get 6 stuffed bagels plus 6 regular bagels for just $74. $74? I am no cheapskate, but there is no way I could do that. Like, I don't care if I'm a billionaire. I'm not spending... No.
$12 a bagel isn't on your radar?
No. No, a $12 bagel. I've never... No, you gotta show me that $12 bagel.
Well, it is stuffed.
It's... Here's the thing, though, too. I should... journalistically, I should mention this in this article and everything. And this is coming from my mother, who is one of the greatest and most informed Jewish people I've ever known. That includes rabbis and other people I know. My Jewish mother tells me that I lose Jewish points because I eat my bagel with butter.
You do.
I know. But I'm not stopping.
Do both.
I put
on butter
cheese is okay.
And then cream cheese.
Oh, do both. You've mentioned that before, and I haven't tried it. I got to try it.
I love cream cheese. But I also could just open the brick and take a bite.
Yeah.
I could do the same with a stick of butter, though. So it's about the same.
See,
but
I
as it pertains
butter.
To bagels,
yeah.
I'm on the cream cheese wagon.
I've never really liked the combination of cream cheese and bagel. But with butter in a bagel, I could eat that every day. I get it, you know.
And are you a fan of, like, flavored bagels, or are you doing plain bagels?
If I'm eating a bagel, like, cold, like those apple cinnamon ones and stuff,
so,
I like those.
So
those
sweet.
Aren't, yeah, you're just picking at it or whatever. That's not so bad. If I'm making it like I normally do in the toaster, regular bagel. Just give me a regular bagel.
Just a plain one.
I don't need all these fancy bagels. I don't need a bunch of stuff on top of it.
Like
or anything.
The everything
just give me a
bagel is good. Yeah, like, they're very flavorful, but I just would prefer a plain bagel with cream cheese, a lot of it. Probably like a good 3/4 of an inch thick.
toasted on the four setting, a little
yes,
dark, little
gotta be,
getting dangerous
gotta
where it's
crispy.
Almost too dark, but it's it's right
yes.
there. That butter just melts right out. You just all you got to do is look at the butter, like get on the bagel,
listen,
and it gets on there and
listen,
it melts.
Butter goes on toast and on English muffins. It does not go on bagels.
I don't know. I can't do it. I just like I just haven't gotten into it yet. One day, maybe after if I ever actually do have I'm leaving a temple. You know, I've gone to a synagogue with my mother for the first time and everything, and I'm having this moment of real connection. And you know what? I'll have some cream cheese
really?
On my bagel.
Really? That's going to be your takeaway?
No.
Your mom is going to cuff you upside the head.
I'm going to at least give it a week before I see her next. Just to try to hopefully let her heat wear down a little before I see her next.
So, stuffed bagels.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not a bad plan. And especially if you have a bagel. I mean... I don't think know why we need to be innovative around bagels, but if you have a bagel shop, you probably are trying new stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean.
You mentioned it, so you're the same with the bagel flavors. You just like the regular bagels.
I prefer a plain toasted.
There are apple cinnamon ones I've had because one of the things I love about Madison is their bagels. Like, there are so many great bagel places in Madison. And I'll try, different flavors at some of those places. But I'm usually walking around State Street eating the bagel as, a snack. I'm not, putting it in the toaster.
Yeah, see, I don't like it
stuff.
Like that. My husband eats them like that, too. You know, he'll grab, he likes the blueberry ones, but he'll just grab it and, like you said, just kind of break it apart and just eat it. Mm.
I like bread. I'm a bread,
I like bread
guy,
too.
So I think that's part of it.
But, yeah, I don't know. You know, for all my baking, I've never tried to make, bake a bagel.
Oh.
I should try that.
I think that'd be fun. I want to get a waffle maker so darn bad.
We have one.
Oh, it seems like it'd be fun. Making your own stuff like that, that's the next step for me. Is kind of like, I've mastered Italian cooking. Now there's other stuff that I should
probably learn to cook.
Take
the leap of breakfast food.
Yes. And that is how I will actually finally be able to put on weight, maybe, is being able to feed myself foods that I actually will eat all the time.
Waffles with strawberry and whipped cream.
Yeah. Could eat breakfast for dinner every day and never. Oh yeah.
Oh,
I did not.
I love breakfast food. Yes.
Yes, and breakfast for dinner. Like I still remember being in my apartment, my first apartment by myself. I'm 18, and I'm like, I really want waffles. It's dinner time. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm an adult. I'm in my own house. Nobody else is here. I can do what I want.
And even
I can have breakfast for dinner.
And even if you were still at home, you probably could have taken the egg out of the freezer.
Absolutely, yeah.
Toasted it yourself, fed yourself.
Yes,
I mean, she would have been happy.
Yeah.
Who cares what you're eating? As long as you're getting it yourself.
Are you putting calories in your body? Fine, keep moving. Yeah, they wouldn't have cared at a certain point. No. Especially with as picky as I was and everything with eating and stuff. At a certain point, my mother just kind of, it wasn't so much she gave up as she had to retire. She had to retire from being my mother.
You were aging her.
Yeah, it's only fair. She had two other kids to think about. She's got to do that. I don't blame her. It's a smart move. You got to make the good call.
But then they can't eat what you're eating.
No. But you got to put your eggs in the winning basket here,
right.
And everything. Jill and Nick, those were the ones to bet on. She was right. We'll take a break. Come back. Have more fun on the morning show here at WFHR.